Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which is part of the Discipleship Foundations series. And this one is chapter 3 entitled Christ's Finished Work, Glorification Part 2. The final part of our salvation, which is called glorification, will transition us from earth to heaven and make us suitable for dwelling with God for eternity. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 50 through 54 says, I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable and will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. That's the New International Version. Our glorification will be the final defeat of death and sin's power in our lives and in God's creation. Romans 8:20-23 reads, Against its will, all creation was subjected to God's curse. But with eager hope, the creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. For we know that all creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. And we believers also groan, even though we have the Holy Spirit within us as a foretaste of future glory. For we long for our bodies to be released from sin and suffering too. We too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as his adopted children, including the new bodies he has promised us. New Living Translation. At the new birth, through forgiveness and justification, we were delivered from the penalty of sin. Jesus took the consequences of our sin upon himself, releasing us from our unpayable debt to God and giving to us his righteousness in exchange. This relates to the salvation of our spirits. Through our identification with Christ's death and resurrection, we have been set free from sin's power and its ability to dominate us. Even though we still have an inherited propensity to sin called the flesh, it has been rendered inactive or ineffective and otherwise stripped of its intimidating and oppressive power to dominate our lives. The salvation of our souls, or spiritual transformation, requires that we apply this great truth to our lives by faith so that we can experience the victory Christ won for us through reliance upon the Holy Spirit. It is an ongoing battle that must be fought every day. Glorification will be the grand finale which removes sin's very presence from our lives. After resurrection, we will no longer have an inherited propensity to sin because our flesh will have been replaced by that which is eternal and without corruption. Afterward, we will no longer have to struggle with the battle between flesh and spirit because that great enemy called the self-life will have been destroyed forever. Glorification takes care of the problem we now have by our being creatures caught between two worlds. We have been uniquely created to intersect the spiritual world and the natural one, but because sin brought death to our natural bodies, we are no longer suited for eternity without having a major overhaul. The resurrection and glorification provide just that. every hindrance to experiencing a blessed eternity will be removed in one glorious moment. So let's consider the chart we've been using. This one's a little different. This one across the top row first talks about the work of Christ and then lists justification, transformation, and glorification. So the definition of each of these is justification means we were declared not guilty by God and given Christ's perfect right standing with him. The definition of transformation is that Jesus freed us from the enslaving power of sin, which allows the Holy Spirit to work into us what Christ has accomplished. The definition of glorification: our bodies are set free from the curse of sin and death. Our souls are released from the struggle between the flesh and the spirit. The timing: justification was passed once for all, immediate, at the cross. The timing for transformation is past and present. Although we were redeemed at the cross or set free, each day we appropriate grace for the transformation by faith and reliance upon the Spirit. The timing of glorification will be in the future. The resurrection will take place at the return of Christ, which will fulfill our great salvation. We now live in hope of this great event. The result of justification: we were delivered from the penalty of sin. The result of transformation: we are overcoming sin's power to rule us. The result of glorification: we will be delivered from the very presence of sin. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.